ESPN 97.5.
All right, then.
KFNC.
Are you ready for this?
Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station.
Let's do this.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, it's the holiday week before Christmas as we head up to the holidays. Look who, lo and behold, Santa brought us early, but Barry Laminack has made a return visit before he again takes off for the extended vacation, that is.
Today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then I'm out. Yeah. Who's filling in for me? You?
I have no idea.
We'll have to find out, because Nick's trying to set the Guinness Book of World Records for most days on air in a single calendar year, because he is moonlighting like a mother.
Well, I got 3 days in for Raheel, and I really appreciate it. On the Dell and Raheel show.
I was listening on the way in. You guys very opinionated on Star Wars. Was it?
Well, it was funny, because the first hour of the – we're taking calls on – you know, people's opinions on the movie. And the first hour, we're just getting like all these bad ratings on the movie. And then the second hour, it just picked up and everybody started talking about how good. So now we're just completely in. Like, I have no idea if this was a good movie or not.
I know you're not going to go see it, Joel, right?
No, sir.
I think I'm going to with my time off.
Just because we've talked about it.
In the middle of the day, it shouldn't be that bad.
Now, are you up to speed with all the other ones?
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge Star Wars guy. Well, I shouldn't say huge. So I'm not a Star Trek guy.
Okay.
Because that's dumb and stupid.
Okay.
Which is my technical assessment of the series. But I never, you know why I don't like Star Trek? Because there wasn't enough shooting. It was too, like, it was a thinking man's space thing. And I didn't like that. I want lasers and stuff blowing up and force chokes and all that. Trek was just like, beam me up. And then every once in a while they had a whack. Even their guns were whack in Star Trek. I didn't like that. I mean, you know.
This is a stupid question. Was it Star Trek or was it Star Trek? They just spelt it that way.
Trek.
It was Trek?
T-R-E-K. Okay.
Just out of curiosity.
Not Trek. T-R-A-K. T-R-A-C-K.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, I had something I was going to add to that, and probably would have gotten a letter.
No. It was just a dumb question. I was just curious.
Letter, a dump button.
I would have totally gotten a letter. I got to filter myself. Anyways, I think I'm going to go see it just because I've watched all the others. And it's, you know, like I said,
I think they do a pretty good job about like not having to watch the movies beforehand, right?
Yeah.
They just pick it up in the middle.
Yeah, you can watch any of them. Dude, I started, like, I want to say I was 5 or 6 when the first Star Wars came out, and I had all that. I never had the Millennium Falcon, the big thing,
yeah.
But I had like an X-Wing fighter and a TIE fighter, toys.
You had all those, the action figures?
I had action figures. I used to, and then my dog ate half of them. And then I lost the, back in the day with the action figures, like the Luke Skywalker and the Darth Vader ones, they had this little thing in their arm, which if you could slide it out, it was like their lightsaber.
Mm-hmm.
And then I lost those. So what I would do is I would get colored toothpicks and shove them in their arm, and that would be their lightsaber.
Improvise.
Yeah. So yeah, I grew up on it. I think I've told this before, where I had the Star Wars curtains. And I was scared of them because I thought Darth Vader was going to come off the curtain and kill me in my sleep. Like an idiot. Like that was a real fear I had.
That was a legit fear that you had?
Yeah. I was like, well, thank God Luke Skywalker's on that curtain to save me. Like, these are things that a 5-year-old is thinking in his head, a 6-year-old. Like, I hope my curtains don't kill me at night. Shout out to mom for...
Yeah. I could say something there that could probably get me in trouble, so I'm not.
But yeah, so no, I'll probably go check it out just because I don't want to wait until.
I just want things to settle down, though. I mean, I heard people are all up in there.
Oh, I won't wait in line. There's no way I would wait in line. Yeah. I'll pull up
people
to the theater.
People wait in line. They wear the costumes.
And it's all congested over there.
What is that? Yeah. They all have to wear the costumes to go to the movie theater.
Well, there goes that. I was going to dress up as Princess Leia, but not now.
Yeah. Crazy weird.
You're probably going to get out. There's probably going to be a better Princess Leia out there anyway. I mean, there's just so many costumes.
Better than Barry? Come on, man.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
See? Yeah. He can get the two cinnamon rolls from Cinnabon and put one on each ear and make it look like the hair curls.
Right.
He'd have the Leia look.
My favorite, you ever seen Spaceballs?
I have, way back in the day.
Yeah, when she's got the curls on and it's just her headphones.
Yep.
Oh, that's the best. That's the best. We need more type Mel Brooks type movies. Those don't exist anymore.
My dad was a huge Mel Brooks fan.
God, I love
all
those
the albums and the movies. And
I went to Corpus this weekend, had a gig in Corpus Saturday night. So Annie Huggins and I drove down there and drove back. And we were talking about that. And we were just talking, at some point we came up about how I kind of got started and what. And I was telling him at one point I had early on, I think I was just out of high school, but I wrote a movie and it was a Western and it was a comedy because I felt like there hadn't been anything like Blazing Saddles that had ever come out again, like a comedy Western that good. Because I loved Mel Brooks. I loved Blazing Saddles. I loved Spaceballs. History of the World.
Blazing Saddles, the fart scene around the campfire. It's just a classic.
There's so many moments in that movie that are so good. But I don't feel like they have comedies like that anymore. I think Airplane was good. Naked Gun was good. But nowadays it's like, what are they? It's like the Scream, and they did like I Know What You Like. I don't know. They like it's the Wayans brothers or whatever. They keep doing all these movies that are supposedly as takeoffs of the other movies, like, but they're just not the same.
Mildly parodies or
not the same. No. So
and Nick, Moonlight guy, I heard you on Saturday too, so I listen to you too. You're balling. I know when
out
you're
of control.
You
Nick are got just, radio
you are
money.
Off the rails, bro.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay busy. I don't want to stay at home and just be watching porn all day, man. You can't be doing that.
I need to get like you.
Yeah,
I would hope that you're collecting extra coin for all of this.
I am not.
Oh, that's never good.
What?
No. For the fill-in stuff, no. But for like the Saturday show, yeah. Oh, but yeah,
I'm gonna be rich.
Yeah, I mean, you know how we try to be team players here at Gal Media. Well, you know how we are.
We all have limits.
By the way, I got my Mac, so I'm on y'all's level now.
Yeah, good
I'm
not for you. A PC. Yeah. Did you ever get it connected to the? Because I know you were bitching about that before I left.
Oh, no, that Mac was completely, it wasn't the internet here. It was completely that Mac. I had to go get
it.
I had to get a completely new Mac. It was completely like messed up.
Really?
Okay. It would take like 5 minutes to turn on and 5 minutes to shut down. And it was just messed up.
That's crazy.
Like my mouse was just like jumpy. It wouldn't move smooth. It was just terrible.
It was possessed?
Yeah.
Nice.
Strung out.
Now it's functional.
Well, welcome to adulthood.
Now I don't want anybody around me with a PC. They're just beneath me.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Peasants.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us on the top shelf.
Yeah.
I got to tell you guys this. Okay. I had a real issue this weekend, and I still kind of have one, and hopefully our listeners can help. But I had to succumb to the pressure of my family and finally had the Christmas lights. I didn't do the Nick. My neighbors still have the Nick going up with the projection on there, as well as lights of all different colors. So I was like, no, I'm going to do it. So after I watched the Packers lose and watch football, I was like, no, I'm going out there. I'm starting it. So I started at about 3:30. I proceeded, because we have a lot of bushes and trees, I proceeded to get the low-hanging fruit, so to speak, on both all the way to the sides of the house from the front door, going either direction.
Mm-hmm.
Got them all done, started getting up on a ladder, started doing some of the bushes and trees. It's a crazy setup for me, right? But I have one power strip, I have multiple extension cords, so it shouldn't be the outlet, shouldn't be anything to do with it. The same strand of lights burnt out and was unusable 4 times in 4 hours. And each time, thank God, it was the same strand, because I'm going, do I have to take all these things off? How do I find the one that's out? Whatever. The one that connected to the extension cord burnt out 4 times within 4 hours.
So you replaced it with a new strand?
So I would take another one to the exact same strand, take that off the bush, put this one back on, plug it back to the extension cord. It was good. I did this all the way until 11 o'clock last night. So I watched the Sunday night game. I finally had something to eat. Everybody else is asleep. I'm going to go turn the Christmas lights off. And I go out there and I go, oh my, I'm going to go. And it burnt out again.
Oh.
So I had to go return all the lights. Thankfully, they just, no questions asked, gave me my money back on all of them. But then Lisa goes to me, you should just take them all down. We don't need them. I go, whoa, 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 what? You and your mom were like hell-bent on the fact that I had to do this, and now we can take them down?
Yeah, you should have just did it during the Texans game, because that was just boring. You should have just done it during the Texans
game. Exactly. But I'm like, what am I missing? So I changed out the extension cords. I changed out the power strip. I did everything, and it's only the first strand. All the other strands are still good. And on one side, the other side.
That's so weird.
And the other side is perfect. Haven't had an issue. I don't know if there's electricians out there or people that know anybody that can tell me, because I'm like at wit's end. Her dad, who's built houses and done all this stuff, he's asking me to do this, to do that. I did all that. I have no idea what the hell's going on.
That's creepy, dude.
And it's just annoying the hell out of me.
Are you sure it's not somebody trapped on the upside down world trying to send you a message?
It's quite possible.
Like Stranger Things?
I thought you were going to say it's my neighbor screwing with me, because that wouldn't surprise me either.
But. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, maybe because he heard me talking about how bad those projection confetti things are that he puts on his house. But other than that, I was so damn mad, and I returned all the lights today, and I thought about it. Should I get more? And I'm like, oh, man. I held off.
I just would lose my patience. I couldn't do it. Could not do that.
So, I mean, going back to my troubleshooting days in IT, one thing I would do is I would eliminate an extension cord. So, like, take one out and plug a strand in and see if that burns out. Like, keep going closer to the outlet. Because it might be that one of those cords is not good.
So I exchanged, I switched out all the cords, both with outdoor extension cords with the 3-prong.
Yeah.
And also the 2-prong. I exchanged all three of them and interchanged them all. Everything's working there. What I was able to do was take the extension cord to the next set of lights over after that one set that keeps burning out. And the rest of them just lit up again and they were all good. So I don't have a problem with any of the other. I don't know if there's a power surge somewhere. I don't know.
That's
and I've
weird,
got
dude.
More strands of lights on the other side. So I would think if there was a power, you know, excessive power, that would cause it. I was like at 11 o'clock at night with the whole house quiet. I was going to go outside and start punching like the tree or something. I was so mad. Same strand.
I don't know that I would. I'd just box all that crap up and see you next year.
I'd love to, but man.
That's the only reason why there's a market for those services where people actually put the lights on, because they get fed up and they're like, you know what, whatever, I'm actually going to pay for someone to do that.
But you can't help that, though. I mean, I don't think anybody, they probably sounds like they would have the same problem.
Yeah.
But when you get a little kid, Lisa kept walking out throughout the process showing Taylor and going, look what daddy's doing. She's like, lights! And I'm like, that means I got to keep going on the lights. I know I got to do it. And then Lisa's like, you know, next year we really should do that. The roof, and when I go, I go, like, you grew up with that or something? She goes, yeah, I did in India. I go, you had a one-level house. It's a little different now.
Right.
It's not the same. I'm not going to go, like, risk my life scaling the peaks of the second floor. So, all right, we got a busy show for you today, and look at us moving up to the big time. We're simulcasting 94.1 SportsMap FM as well as the usual ESPN 97.5. But you can reach us via the same number, 713-780-3776, HRP listener line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us up on Twitter. It's at TheProducerNick. It's at Pac-Man Joel with a K. It's at BarryIsFunny. We always check tweets, text, take calls. We're going to have a lot of fun. Lo and behold, after a slow week last week, is there anything to talk about today? Holy moly, do we have a list for you. And if you got something you want to join into the conversation and chime in with, feel free to join us. We're just getting started here till 4. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5 and 94.1 FM.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. It's The Usual Suspects doing what we do. Nick, Barry, Joel, and again, it's going to be an abbreviated week as Barry's only here Monday and Tuesday. Nick, I don't know about you. We got this big Christmas party on Friday on the air, which is a complete cluster of fun over at Nick's.
Cluster of fun?
Yes. I had my first one last year, and everybody said I came in with my computer and, you know, all of our documents and everything that we prepped for, and they went, you won't need any of that. It's just going to be straight giving away till you can't give any more things away.
It's fun, but it's different.
It is different. Yeah, a lot of screaming and yelling. It's actually louder.
Oh, I'm so glad
in the restaurant.
Yeah,
than anywhere we've ever broadcast from.
Yeah, you really need the headphones to be functional during that broadcast.
I'm not a big group of people screaming and yelling kind of guy.
You like to do the yelling.
I like to do the screaming and yelling, but that's individually.
Yeah.
When it's just everyone being noisy, that's not.
No, I'm with you. I can. I mean,
I'll tell you this.
Every once in a while, but it's the holiday, so sometimes you can kind of be put into the spirit.
I would say being on air. Now, if I was just there partying, hanging out, and drinking, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. But trying to do a show.
Oh, my God. It's
you nuts. Guys know me and how my level of concentration is not very good.
And yeah. I think, and I thought so. It was just us, but our track record for a while was, no matter where we did a remote from, someone came up to us and thought that they were an aspiring broadcaster and, like, had to, like, try and talk to us without a microphone while we were on the air with microphones. That's going to happen times 100.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, you're getting, we have at least 3 texts in. Mm-hmm. They're all telling you that most lights can only have 3 strands plugged in together or they'll burn up.
I'm way over. I exceeded that.
Yeah. So they're telling you that's what it is. You need to go 1 outlet, 3 in a row, and then you need to, I guess, get another extension cord from another outlet or something.
But what you can't have growing outlets?
That sounds complicated.
Yeah, I don't have that many
outlets.
Well,
if you've got the power strip, just run multiple extension cords from it.
That's
but you can't
lot
have
of extension cords.
Well, you can't have more than 3. I'm just telling you what the people are telling you.
I appreciate that.
3 different texts said if you have more than 3 in a line, the first will go out. And then sounds like you're blowing the fuse. Don't have more than 3. And then somebody said 4. But
like
I think
someone said replace the first bulb. That's like the fuse.
You got a caller that wants to provide a.
All right, let's go to the
Joey is going to confirm.
Joey, what's up? Joey, welcome to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1 FM. You're on the show. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Talking to Joel, man, about those lights.
Yeah.
It's the first strand. There's a fuse on the male end. It's not the light, it's the fuse.
Okay.
Okay.
And how do we determine, not that I'm, you know, a doctor or stated a Holiday Inn Select, but how do we determine the male end? Is that the prongs?
Really?
That's the prongs?
I never heard of that. Yeah, the one with 2 prongs on it.
Yeah, I didn't, you know I didn't know that was right? referred to as the male end. Sorry, Barry. Jeez.
Yeah, the female end is the has the slots and the male end has the prongs.
See,
out, so.
Men have a penis.
On the male
Joel,
end, you
I
got
figured it out pretty quickly.
2 fuses in there, man.
Yes, thank you very
appreciate
much.
The call,
appreciate
Joey.
It, man.
Yeah, so men have an Audi, women have an innie, and you've never heard that. Like there it goes with the water. You've never heard that before.
I have never in my life heard that expression.
I mean, I'm fortunate that having done construction and carpentry and all that stuff, I knew exactly what he was talking about right away, but. Yeah,
oh, I know you did because you started to laugh at me before
but
I even finished my question.
It sounds like what you need to do is you can't have more than 3 in a row plugged into each other. So you're going to have to figure out a way to get an extension cord to each every third light. You're going to have to run an extension cord, basically.
Nick, the whole time I kept thinking, you know what? At the end of the day, with the frustration level I'm feeling,
I'm going to go get
him, I'm going to go get a couple of projection things and just say, Nick might have been right after all.
Yeah. I mean, I was on Twitter and I saw Kirsten, she was tweeting about it. Like one of the lights on the roof, like really high up top, like fell. And, you know, I don't think, you know, her husband was real happy about it. It's annoying. It takes no question.
And here's
it's not just
thing.
Costly. It's time consuming to make your house look pretty during Christmas.
I don't know how the farm was for you, Barry, with all the different various okay. shrubs and trees. But the big problem I have is because we had the really cold, we had a couple of, in the last year, we've had a couple of really frost-like situations. And then we had this recent snow. My trees, some of my pine bushes and stuff aren't strong, very they have lost a lot of their durability. So I was trying to use the net lighting around those to make it easier.
Uh-huh.
And 2 of my pines wouldn't even hold the netting. It's like you couldn't get a stick and they kept rolling down. I was like, oh, okay. So basically what I'm going to tell Lisa is those trees are not capable of holding lights. I'm not doing them.
That's a good excuse. That'll get you out of the situation.
Man,
right?
I was furious.
I
had the Patriots-Steelers game on through the window so I could watch it while I was working.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, why am I not just sitting on the couch not dealing with this crap? Why didn't I not take everybody's advice and call those? Because you know what? Even my neighbor came over and he was like, and he actually admitted to me. He's like, you know, I should have done what you did. He goes, I should probably get rid of the super bright LED strand and several of the colored strands or just go with either colored or white.
It's funny because somebody was texting saying, add the LED lights. Those don't burn out like you're having, the problems that you're having. If you do the LED strands.
But then it looks jacked up because I have the soft whites.
Yeah.
And so, my mistake, getting the lights at Walmart was probably a huge mistake too, but I'm thinking I'm going to do this, but I just want to get in and out and I'm not paying a boatload for lights, but like some of the boxes.
Okay.
Some of the boxes.
Now, I think we found the real the problem.
I don't know if there's like a Coca-Cola or Nike brand lights.
I mean, does it mean it's cheap just because you bought it from Walmart?
Because then they use the cheap fuse at the beginning and they burn out.
It's probably what I would have done. So I'm who am I to
know is I opened one box, got all the lights perfectly positioned on the tree, plugged it in. And realized it was the ice white, not the soft white. And I'm like, you mother, I'm taking those
down. I gotta
go
back. Oh, by the way, text line's not being very friendly to you right now.
Well, there's a shock.
On the whole mail strand thing. Yeah, somebody said you can do 15 in a row on the...
LEDs?
Yeah, on the LEDs. So check that out. By the way, today when I was getting my sandwich...
Yes?
The guy in front of me, I don't know what his... I don't know how to put this politely. Background is, but he's
referring to his ethnicity.
Yes, his ethnicity. But he's ordering. He goes, I want everything but pickles and jalapenos.
Jalapenos.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone give the hard J ever.
Not without being like.
Goofy
about it.
No, but he was dead serious. And then he says, and I would like, she goes, all right, is that it? Do you want any, you know, he goes, yeah, let me get some ma'o.
Some what?
And the lady goes, I'm sorry, what? He goes, ma'o. She was like, she's looking at it. She's like, I don't know. He was like, ma'o. And she goes, oh, mayo. What?
I was like, I'm trying to, in my mind, visualize the Subway list of things going, what in the hell could that be?
Is that Hawaiian? What the hell is ma'o?
I'm
just sitting there going, I'm just on my phone typing. All right, got to bring this up. Jalapenos and ma'o. What the hell is going on with this dude? Yeah.
Jeez.
That was weird. I thought, okay, I've never heard.
No one laughed or giggled or anything?
I did, but the lady didn't. She was confused.
Loud?
Yeah, a little bit. I kind of just chuckled, but. Just being a dick. I mean, yeah, that was for sure.
All right. All right, so we're going to continue to roll on. Charlie's going to join us as he normally does. Charlie Palillo, 1:30 to 2. He'll be promoting Sports Map, amongst other things, as the station of his ethnicity as we continue to roll on. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at American Wheel and Tire. I'm telling you, Mike and Tammy Gust have owned and operated American Wheel and Tire for over 15 years, and it's a true one-stop shop. You know that the name says it all for wheels and tires. They have custom rims and tires. They do all kinds of repair. If you've got a flat or a damaged rim and everybody else is telling you you just got to replace them, no, they can probably repair one, if not both, save you a lot of money, do quality work, and it'll keep you coming back to them again and again. It's wheels and tires and so much more, from off-road savagery like lift kits, light steps, bumpers, you name it, Kevlar coating, one-of-a-kind division for repairs and maintenance of luxury and exotic cars, including performance, exhaust, ECU tunes, superchargers, and they do your everyday maintenance and repairs for any and all cars. It's a pristine shop, a great waiting room. You can actually watch the work being done in the bays, and anyone who's anyone in Houston goes there for their custom rims and tires because they know they're simply the best, and they're to save you money. Check them out, AmericanWheelAndTire.com, or head out to the showroom, 290 and 34th Street. It's big. It's luxurious. They'll take care of you. And tell them Joel Blank sent you. Jason and the gang, Johnny at the front desk, they're going to be really kind and make sure you come back again and again.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, as Barry's already staring at me, so I know it's coming. Charlie is collating papers and sorting out all of his different multiple reads. As we get ready to go on a Monday here on The Usual Suspects, which means the person of interest is one Charles Palillo, who will join us 1:30 to 2 p.m. every Monday and Friday on The Usual Suspects. And by the way, Charlie, just to make you feel at home, we're simulcasting today on the home front for you. So not only are we on 97.5, but also the home 94.1 airwaves for you.
I was told this at 101. So being the team player that I strive to be,
it's over.
Three, 4 times over the course of the show, Nate and Crate upcoming at 1 o'clock, I could have been saying Barry and Joel, Joel and Barry.
Right.
I liked it the first way.
Do you
have Christmas lights, Charlie? Do you put up Christmas lights or anything like that?
Well, a tree, but not an elaborate light.
You don't do the outside. Joel's struggling. I'm curious because did you guys see it's gone viral, but this dude.
The Astro House in League City?
No. Some guy did.
The Selena House?
No. You guys got to let me finish. The guy that did the Southern rap, he did H-Town rap, and he's got this screen out front. And it's got characters on it and cars and
I didn't see
really
that.
Really good.
Christmas
really
characters?
Good.
The one
no, Charlie- it's that guy to do. Like at one point, the song, the South Side comes on and this dude's doing the South Side.
That. It was pretty cool.
Very cool.
The one Charlie's talking about, there are like 3 large screens on the front of the house to show Astros highlights. And the one I saw this morning definitely has epileptic seizure coming at some point for somebody or like Blair Witch because it's to Selena has some song that's got kind of a bop, 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 and it goes ballistic on every beat and then just starts flashing. And I mean, someone's going to pull over and hit a tree.
So what do you think the typical said home, where on the spectrum is it between a genuine celebration and passion for the holiday versus just showing off?
Well, let's be real. There's no more. I don't think many people anymore celebrate Christmas to celebrate the birth of Christ. It's about the holiday,
the food, and the gifts.
Yeah, the food and the gifts. I mean, I know there are people that do.
It's the wife and mother-in-law want you to do it, okay, which is where I am because I had to do it. But I definitely think that there's competition involved. I think neighbors amongst neighbors are going, I'm going to one up you this year and get the snowman that actually does the break dance and all kinds of crap that I looked at and went, no.
But it only counts if you do it yourself, right? If you're hiring people to do these elaborate light displays, you should not get credit for that.
I agree with that.
I'm totally with you. Yeah. If you didn't do it, you don't get credit.
If ABC does a show, the Great Christmas Tree Light Off or something, like 4 weeks where these homes is like,
well, the
who has time for this?
In our neighborhood, they all want you to use the specific bulb, and it, you know, and the companies come out and they do your roof and do all this stuff, and it all looks the same, right? But at the same time, if you're going to do these choreographed to music and all these light shows, and you don't do it yourself, it doesn't count. You're just an idiot.
Just give me some eggnog with a little nutmeg on it, and call it a day.
Yeah, I'm good with that, but I'm forced into doing this.
You're good with that. You like eggnog?
No.
I was going to say, rare in a room of three, have unanimity on eggnog.
It's not bad.
I like it. Yeah. Only around the holidays.
Right,
but
it's not bad. I'm not going to go grab a carton you know, when I get done at the gym.
Are you a homemade?
I'd like to know what the nog is.
Yeah, I'm with you. Are you a homemade eggnog guy, or you just buy a carton of it? Okay. I just didn't know Charlie puts his apron on and goes to town making some eggnog.
I have no idea what the nog is.
You don't? You just like it.
I think an alcohol component in the grown-ups version.
Yes.
Otherwise?
Yeah. It sounds like it wouldn't taste good, but it actually tastes okay.
Yeah, I mean, to me, if you like custardy desserts.
Yeah, it's like a custardy creamy kind of drink.
See, I've had it once and it didn't taste like that. I don't know what it just tastes like spoiled milk to me. I don't know what the hell I was drinking.
Nick, you ever had eggnog? Version.
That could
be. Yeah, but I'm not a big fan of it.
Okay.
All right, more for us, Joel.
That's right. 50-50 split, like pretty much the nation, I would imagine. So we haven't really got sportsy yet, but
when are we
going
to get to the Texans?
There is a ton of stuff to talk about, and I guess that's where we're going to start because you brought it up.
So I can leave. I don't want to talk about the Texans.
Here's my question for you guys, okay? I saw this. There's TV. There's a poll on every station now of, you know, should Bill O'Brien be fired? Should Rick Smith be fired? Why is it now? Why is it all of a sudden? You knew this was coming. Your third string quarterback, even if he's better than your second string quarterback, is quarterbacking all the injuries. The season's already over. But now all of a sudden there's this huge uprising. Bill must go. Maybe Rick too. Why now? They're awful.
I don't. Yeah. What baffles me is that you want to blame a coach, which I don't think they looked great yesterday. There's no sugarcoating the how bad they looked. But I don't know, to me, in most of the year now, O'Brien has gotten a pass because of the injuries. At the end of the day, I don't know that you can blame losses when you're without most of your weapons.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, he's given knives to go to a gunfight. My biggest problem with O'Brien would be, in 4 years here, the only time his offense has looked good, or you might say even competent, is when Deshaun Watson got settled in and was working his magic for 6 weeks. And credit to O'Brien for adding some diverse wrinkles to the offense. And wow, look what. So if you're given lemons, T.J. Yates, his hand-picked lemon to start the season, Tom Savage, and everything else over the last 2-3 years, Case Keenum within 2 home wins of quarterbacking on his home field in a Super Bowl, squeeze a little lemonade. And to me, Bill O'Brien has shown no ability to get more out of less. And that, I think, is one of the distinguishing characteristics of a really good head coach. Not to turn chicken you-know-what into the greatest chicken salad ever, but at least something edible. Right? The Packers and Brett Hundley completely overmatched for a while. They wound up winning 3 of his last 5 starts. This offense, week in, week out, has no chance. And Jacksonville's the best D in the NFL, maybe, so... You know, not to overly penalize them for yesterday, but they've shown nothing the entire season except when it was Deshaun Watson doing it.
Watson made
O'Brien look good, not the other way around.
I'm with you because I've been saying it for a long time now. I think they both should go. I think a clean start is best. I agree with you that, look, O'Brien looked impressive when he was running the offense for Deshaun Watson. But overall, the other thing is that with these injuries, if you're drafting right, if your personnel department is bringing in proper backups.
Their lack of depth is an embarrassment.
It's awful. It really is.
That's Rick Smith's lap.
Are you guys not giving him any credit for the job that he's been able to do with this team to get this team to the playoffs when you have quarterbacks like Brock Osweiler on this team? And the when you look at the quarterbacks that he's had to work with without a star quarterback, I don't think he gets enough credit for the coaching job that he's done with this team. Has the defense carried them? Yes, absolutely. He should thank his lucky stars that he has J.J. Watt. None, but he's still the head coach. He still made those decisions. He's never going to get credit for a good defense. But, I mean, look at the defense this year without J.J. Watt. So how much credit should a coach get or not get to begin with? That's a different story. But I just think when you look at when he finally got a quarterback and look what he did. And I don't know that you can penalize him for
not. He went 3-3.
Well, with a rookie that hadn't really had any experience. And they were in the 3 losses. So...
I see your point, but to every point new, like that, you can say...
I don't
say,
think he's been terrible, and I do think a signature of O'Brien. And yesterday, you know, when you're getting your ass kicked so bad, it can look like you're not trying or you don't care. Maybe they did let go of the rope. You know, it's 31-0 at halftime. I'm actually not adamantly opposed to letting go of the rope a little bit. But overall, they put forth under him. I do think he commands the room. I think he goes a little too far in trying to protect the players publicly, but that's because the players like that kind of stuff. If it's an either-or... You know, you get one magic bullet to remove one or the other. To me, it's obviously Rick Smith.
I agree.
This is his 12th season here. He's been through 11 drafts. His resume of mediocrity is extensive.
Yep.
O'Brien, maybe there's the little bit of, well, if Deshaun Watson's ACLs are going to hold up and he stays healthy and the general manager gets something remotely resembling a halfway decent NFL offensive line, that, okay, you can build from that.
Yeah, I agree. And look, you know, we've talked about this for a long time now. But my thing with O'Brien is I get your point, Barry. My other thing, though, is, you know, have a firm grasp on the replay system, throwing the red flag. You know, if it's not you, then it's your coaching staff. If you have too many other things to do, then make sure you've got the proper people assigned to it. Don't let your punter have to run up to you and say, hey, you should challenge that because I really think we could win that one. Those are the kind of things that I just don't think that there was ever a smooth continuity going amongst his staff. But overall, because of the injuries, because of the fact that, as you said, he did, you know, win the division, do some things, I still think it's the most white bread generic offense I've ever seen in my life. But at the same time, it really was fun to watch when Watson was at the helm. I would give him the pass before I would give it to Rick Smith, and I've been adamant about that. Rick Smith and the ability to not only to add through the draft, but to add the right free agents, but to also build that offensive line. It's just been, he's had too long of a seat at the table to try and right the wrongs, and it just hasn't gotten done.
He hasn't been relentlessly incompetent. I'm talking about Rick Smith.
I mean,
but he's never been really good or shown any sustainability or reason to give belief that he can get it there. So if the job is to avoid being the Browns year in, year out, or the Jaguars before this year, well, then Rick Smith's done a good job. But that's not the criteria by which I'm judging my general manager. Have you built something sustainable or at least a one-off year where you wound up in the Super Bowl or an AFC championship game, and they've never sniffed that.
Yeah, I just go back to the point of if you look at how sweet is 9-7 right now. Everyone wanted to bitch about 9-7 year in and year out. But when you're winning and going to the playoffs, that you can say it's mundane and manila and it's the same thing every year, but you're still having chances.
Yeah, but if you finish last in the ugly girl contest, it doesn't mean you're pretty.
Point taken. But 9-7 sure does look sweet when you're losing.
Eh, not when you lose 30-0 at home in the playoffs one year, and the next year you only get there to the second round because Connor Cook, who literally hadn't played in the NFL yet, is quarterbacking against you in a playoff.
I mean, I think the other thing is, does he want to be here? Because all the comments and quotes from him seem to be like,
well, he's not quitting.
He might be. He's not quitting, but he seems to be trying to push something to happen because he doesn't seem to be happy without the control of, or at least a voice in the personnel department.
See, I don't think he's credentialed to be a powerful head coach with full say-so over personnel. But if I were him, I'd be tired of the setup here, too. And there are going to be a bunch of openings, and I think O'Brien's going to get an interview for at least a couple if his people put out the word. Because you're right, he's not going to quit. He made that clear this morning. Yeah, he's not going to forfeit $4 million plus.
Yeah, reports this morning say he would be a leading candidate for any job that opened up. I wouldn't go that far, but at least they're saying that people would definitely kick the tires in a hurry. So we got one more segment with Charlie to go. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with a whole lot more. And if you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, tweet us. We're here with Charlie till 2, and all together, the three of us will be here till 4 o'clock. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 and 94.1 FM.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We're back on The Usual Suspects. It's Nick, Barry, Joel, and Charlie Polillo as we continue to roll on with the first hour of the big show. We were talking a little Texans before the break, and more specifically, the status of Bill O'Brien and Rick Smith going forward. I just mentioned to you guys, look, and I said this in the last couple weeks, you don't want to read too much into the way he handles press conferences and his quotes and everything like that. He just seemed all year this year to not have been happy. And so that's why I'm saying I don't know that he wants to be here, especially with the way it's set up right now, simply because of the fact that Rick Smith has all the control over personnel and issues. He doesn't have a say-so because even with the Duane Brown thing and everybody was asking him, he goes, I just coached the team, fellas. I have nothing to do with that kind of stuff. Those kind of shots as he was giving his quotes.
If you just don't believe in the guy who's always going to be ahead of you in the organizational flowchart, that's tough. A little more swallowable at $4 million per year. But what's the job that would come open that you're thinking, ooh, I have a quarterback that gives me the potential to get the offense I want that Deshaun Watson would seem to here? The Giants are open. The Bengals are probably going to be open.
I'd say, for me, I feel like Bill O'Brien's best suited for college.
I think he likes to bully,
yes,
lecture the media, and that my word is law, and you don't get to question anything, I'm in charge here type of thing. But do you really want to kiss tushies to 17-year-olds as a critical part of your job?
And yeah, the recruiting and traveling and all that, yeah. I doubt he
does. Because I think he is a football coach's football coach.
I think he'd rather spend time in the film room than having to travel.
But his biggest success story is Penn State.
Plus, I mean,
and even there he went 8-5, 9-4. I mean, under the circumstances, challenging circumstances.
Right.
But it's not like he built a program that you'd say, wow, he left it there that all James Franklin could do was win. He's there 2 years. But among the jobs that would open in the NFL, if Denver quick pulls the plug on Vance Joseph after one
Cleveland.
Year, right, what's the job that you're thinking? Or is he thinking, well, anything but here is better?
I think that's my impression. My impression of in reading between the lines. And
Chicago, you know, what does he think of Mitch Trubisky?
Yeah, I get the impression from Bill O'Brien that he'd rather be anywhere but here because of the way it's set up.
My goodness.
Well, they're done New Year's Day. It shouldn't take long after that.
Yeah, it's true.
I can't imagine being a coach thinking I'd rather be in Cleveland right now. I don't know if that thought.
But again, if you are, I think he feels it like disrespectfully.
Unless he loves Sam Darnold or Josh Rosen.
I'm sure he would love
to get one
of those
two guys. Over his quarterback is.
Yeah. But he would, I think anywhere is better than here simply because of the fact that he could, regardless of the weather outside being frightful, he could have a say you know, the Parcells comment again about, you know, buying the groceries if you're going to be in charge of making the dinner. I think that's what he's after, and I think that that's what bothers him the most about what's going on here.
Organizationally, you think the ceiling here is pretty good, but that the owner doesn't prioritize winning above all else. Cutthroat, viciously, I'll fire my kid's godfather, whatever the whole thing is. The grass isn't always greener, though. But the Giants right now would have the second pick in the draft. The Browns have number one. If either has interest in Bill O'Brien, I presume he'd get to pick his quarterback. I mean, the rumble is that Deshaun Watson, that was Rick Smith, not Bill O'Brien. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, because the Browns are going to have two top fives. Uh-huh. With the Texans pick right now, they would have 1 and 5, right?
Ouch.
So, yeah, so that's huge if you want to look at the Cleveland job. But, of course, they said that Hugh Jackson's safe in Cleveland. But you never know. Then in regards to Cincinnati, the rumors are out there now that Marvin Lewis is walking away to explore other opportunities after this season. He's lucky because after Jeff Fisher, he was the guy that was hanging on to his job the longest for being mediocre.
Would you trade Bill O'Brien for Marvin Lewis?
I would not, because I think for as much, one thing I will give Bill O'Brien credit for is because he's not able to bully players like he could do in college. I think he has pretty good control of his locker room. I don't think Marvin Lewis controls his locker room at all.
Well, he certainly would take out bad seeds there. 0-7 in the playoffs would be right. Marvin Lewis doesn't excite me. Did a solid job for an organization that had been trash for years. Yeah. But again, if my goal is to chase one of those trophies or at least not need a telescope to see one, Marvin Lewis wouldn't excite me.
I don't know. I like him as a coach. I think he, like you said, the turnaround that he did there, they got a decent quarterback that helped out a little bit. They had A.J. Green, but... I like him as a coach. I think he can relate to the players, but who knows? I thought I had to go back and look. I made the statement a while back about him, and then I had to go back and look, and he does have his issues as well. So you're really not trading up. You're not getting better by getting Marvin Lewis. Well, he's competent.
That's the other question you ask yourself.
But so is Bill O'Brien.
Are you going to find someone, if you do want Bill O'Brien to go, who are you going to find to replace him that's going to be better? That's the next question.
Because and you can't know that a year ago at this time, Sean McVay, is he old enough to drink? And now he's 31 years old. Jared Goff has metamorphosized into this great quarterback. And so who's the Sean McVay that the Texans can hire? You can't know.
As opposed to what they're dealing with in Denver. I mean, look, Buffalo, which looked good for a while. San Diego, which looked good until Saturday night. But overall, you know, there is that second class of assistants coming up again. And in the case of New England, one for the first time if Matt Patricia gets a job. But Josh McDaniels would be the guy that would get a second go-round after his stint in Denver. And, you know, those are names that are thrown out as well. And, again, you get another disciple of Belichick if they would go that direction here in Houston. I'm not sure how many people would be fired up about that.
Kevin Sumlin's available.
I think they'll all pass.
Just a simple assertion of fact, not at all an endorsement or anything of the kind. How about something more interesting? Which of the six bowl games most piqued your interest Saturday? Can you name any of the six bowl games?
Boy, some of them were like 15-word titles and...
How do they fit it on the little patch they put on the uniforms?
I love that they're pushing them. They're like, oh, Purdue! You're like, what?
6-6 versus 6-6. Who avoids a losing season?
It's the average bowl.
I was more interested in Sam Houston State to see if they could win one.
Well, then I'm sorry.
Yeah, just to see, because obviously it's a local story, and I wanted to see that. And they did not win, obviously. And the high school playoffs to see Katie and see how Katie did, and you know, Cy Fair making their first trip ever to a championship. I was more concerned with those than the college football bowl games of last weekend.
Yeah, unless you had kinfolk or a close personal friend in the game, well, other than gambling, there's no reason for all these games.
Okay, real quick before you get to your business, Barry and I talked about this last week. Are you the guy that would go and watch high school football with no relatives involved, no connection to the school?
No.
Thank you.
See, I would. If there were prospects, I would go watch.
It's weird.
It's not weird.
I don't begrudge the thought, but there's just too much other stuff ongoing.
Okay. You can admit it. It's weird.
I don't know about weird. Now, would you... Are you saying you'd like drive to Friendswood to see a game?
No,
or you
I'm
mean
not
in your
all
in
over
your
the
neighborhood?
Planet, but in my neighborhood, if I knew that there was just like when you and I end up with like 16 of our closest friends to watch some of the major college basketball in the city, if I knew down the street that there were a couple of 5A prospects playing in a football game, sure, I'd go watch it.
Yeah, to me, it's community centric, and so I have no interest.
All right. Well, before we let you go, who do you have in the Bahamas Bowl?
Tell me who's playing. Is that the one with Lane Kiffin?
UAB in Ohio.
No, it is not the one with Lane Kiffin. Ohio's the small favorite there.
Trestle still there?
UAB's a good story. No, he was Youngstown State. He's now the president of Youngstown State University.
Is he really?
I think, something like that.
Some of these bowls now. There's the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl.
That's what I'm telling you. And what? There's something with cherries,
and that's
too.
Temple
the Cherrabundi Tart Cherry
that's
Bowl.
It.
Yeah, Cherrabundi. Like $8 a bottle. It better be very tasty.
What is it?
And healthy. It's juice.
Oh, come on. $8 for some juice? Nick's not paying. I ain't paying that.
Famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Not just Idaho Potato Bowl. Not just the Potato Bowl.
Are there infamous Idaho potatoes?
Yeah.
Is there a distinction that must be drawn? Is there the nefarious Idaho Potato Bowl somewhere else?
And then some bowls just give up. This one's just the Birmingham Bowl. I wonder if there's a bowl manufacturer that's just the Bowl. That would be pretty sweet.
You know who Bowl Bowl is?
Yes,
Manute's kid, who's a big-time recruit this year.
Oregon, I think
that's right.
I wonder if he had the money to sponsor one, it'd be the Bowl. That would be pretty sweet.
Well, check back in 3 years.
There you go.
All right, let me get a message in here for Roof MD and General Contracting. Mark Donaldson's the MD in Roof MD. If you are a homeowner, you should have your roof inspected annually. I think fairly obvious, but it's easy to let it slip. Or I'll get to it next year. What about if it's absolutely free with no obligation or commitment? That is the arrangement. Just make the call to Roof MD, set up the time that works, and if you hear a thumbs up, all clear? Great. If there is an issue, well, you're going with an entirely locally owned business by a lifelong Houstonian who will treat you with the same respect as he does the friends and neighbors and family members whose roofs he's worked on through the years. General contracting part means work like drywall repair available, chimney, window replacement, gutters, fencing, insulation, and more. Great financing available, zero down, 12 and 18-month terms, or low interest, low monthly payments. The inspections, though, always free, no obligations. So call 832-967-ROOF, 832-967-ROOF, and mention you heard it here on the home of the Joel and Barry and Barry and Joel show, ESPN 97.5. Team player.
Do not get us mixed or misconstrued with Nate and Crate. That's all we ask. With all that being said, hour number one in the books, two more to go of the big show as The Usual Suspects rolls on with Nick, Barry, and Joel. Charlie will be moving off to bigger and better things, I'm sure, but we have plenty more to talk about. And if there's something on your mind, feel free to join us, 713-780-3776, or hit us up on Twitter right here on ESPN 97.5 and 94.1 FM.